race winner.
All right, folks, if we can have your attention here in the media center. We're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race press conference with the winner of today's M&M's 200 and NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series, driver of the number 24 Destiny Home Smart Series Chevrolet for GMS Racing, Brett Moffitt. Brett, congratulations. Congratulations on the $50,000 bonus. Talk to us a little bit about your race, and then we'll take questions from the media.
Obviously, I was very disappointed. Anyone down in the bullpen probably heard that and put it out already. But it's a big change of emotions, and obviously this is not the way I want to win it. As a race car driver, I still know I got beat on track, which is frustrating. But, you know, back in the beginning of the year when NASCAR implemented this new system, it was to clear up the Tuesday disqualifications and the encumbered wins and let the fans know and everyone else know who actually won the race. So it's I still would rather take the checkered and be the first one to it, but I'll take a win any way I can get it. And that solidifies our playoff spot and $50,000 and a shot at $100,000 or $150,000 next week. So it's all good. And we had a really good Chevrolet today. Just came up one short on track, and thankfully it all worked out.
Well, it opened up to questions. We'll start right up front here with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires. Can you tell us, did you know this was going down, and what were your thoughts as soon as you heard that that this had happened?
I was halfway to the airport. I was already changed in the motorhome, drinking some beers, and headed to the airport, and mad as hell. So, no, I didn't know, and then the team called me and said, you know, head back this way. So obviously there was an issue, but, you know, I think it's for the integrity of the sport, it's the right thing to do. Obviously I came out on the good end of it. If I was in Ross's shoes, I probably wouldn't be too thrilled about it, but it is what it is, and we finally got a win that we needed, and we'll move on.
We'll go up front to Jeremiah.
Jeremiah Davis, InsideTrack, JD.com. Brett, you're a little happier now than the last time I talked to you. I guess, the swing of emotions from when we talked to you out on pit road to right now.
Yeah, I mean, I went from drinking my sorrows away to being happy. So, you know, it's frustrating losing. And I think when you know you have a truck capable of the win and finishing second, that's the most frustrating thing out there. I'd rather finish 10th than second any day of the week, obviously not points wise and et cetera. But, you know, second is just like, you're so close, and to run in the top three, you know, you have a truck capable of winning. It's all about how the race plays out and how you execute the race, which this was the first race really of the season where I thought everything went smoothly. You know, I thought it was really something to gain on. I talked to everyone after the race, Mike Beam and my crew chief, Jerry, and, you know, we were just trying to build momentum off this run. It was a solid day, but obviously I was mad that we finished second. And, yeah, I mean, it's a roller coaster of emotions. I've been through that a lot in my career, and thankfully it worked out in my favor for once.
Additional questions for our race winner? We'll go to Jim Utter, then we'll come up front.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Despite the circumstances of getting the win, now that you have it, can this be a game changer in your season?
For sure. Like I just mentioned, you know, talking to Mike Beam and Jerry after the race, I thought this race was already somewhat of a game changer, just the way we executed the race. Not to 100%, but we executed better than we had in the past, and everything was just smooth and calm, and we were just having a good day. You know, so like I said, we were already talking about building on that into the future, and obviously now getting a win, we can be a lot more aggressive with our strategy calls, with our setups, and just try to actually make the organization as a whole better. You know, GMS has been really strong in the past, and we've been strong this year, but everyone's always working at getting better. So I think this opens the door to really try some stuff and try to move forward.
We'll go to the far right to Alan, and we'll come up front.
Alan Cavana, Fox Sports. For those of us, myself, who may not understand, being too low in the front, how can that be an advantage here at this track?
Yeah, so obviously the Cup Series went away with the ride height rule, and now you see the Cup cars rolling around the garage on the ground, and it just makes you know, when we're under speed, we travel to that height. That's the ultimate for performance. You want the splitter about eighth inch to a quarter inch off the ground. That helps the underneath aerodynamics, and it really utilizes the underside of the bodies. NASCAR has really restricted everyone on the outside of the body, so everyone kind of feels tapped out. So now teams go to work on the underneath side. So to be able to just run around there at one height all race long, or all run long, it just really controls where you're at. It's almost like at this point you're on bump stops, which in the truck series we have to be on springs to actually come back up. So it's just an aero advantage, and it's a setup advantage to where you don't have to then travel to that height. You just stay at that height once you get up to speed and once you get loaded. So, you know, obviously if there was no ride height rule, we'd all be, you know, slammed to the ground, rolling through the garage like the cup cars are. But the trick of the truck series is how do we maintain that height at speed and then have it come back up after the race.
We'll go right up front, then we'll go to Jeremiah.
John Steppe, Cedar Rapids Gazette. How much, speaking of that roller coaster of emotions, how much more significant is that when you're doing it at Iowa Speedway, your home track?
It's great, but I want to win on the racetrack. I don't, like, you know, we had 100 and some people here, and we missed out on taking them to victory lane and all that. So obviously that's frustrating, but, you know, to be the back-to-back winner here at Iowa Speedway is great for me and great for our team. We've been fast all year long, and we have yet to close on a win. And so we'll take them any way we can get them. So to finally get that first win in our belt's huge, and to do it in front of the hometown is even better. And on Father's Day weekend is even better on top of that. They actually just walked in. My family did. So we were coming back. We got called back, and we saw him driving the motorhome back towards Grimes. And I told him, you might just want to pull over at the next exit and hang on for a while. So this is actually the exact same date, I believe, as the win last year. And we're the couple days before Father's Day, or day before Father's Day. And, you know, I always said that's the ultimate Father's Day gift, is giving the guy who started me in racing a win at our home track. So it's just a blessing.
And with that $50,000, Dad, you could probably hook him up pretty good, right?
Well, you know, the guys at GMS take their cut, so.
Any additional questions? We'll go right here to Chris Knight. Oh, I'm sorry. Go to Jeremiah, then Chris Knight.
Brett, have you ever won or lost this way before, going back to, like, carts and everything like that? Any that are memorable?
No. I actually had an incident in carts where I finished second, and the guy was over engine tolerance by, like, a thousandth of an inch. And they let it go. So I've lost this way. But I've never won this way. So I've never been the leader and gotten disqualified, or been in second and gotten the win. So it's definitely different. And, you know, very small part of me feels bad. But a very large part of me is very excited.
We'll go to Chris.
ChrisKnightGetFence.com. Brett, how'd you... your outtakes on going to Gateway next week and getting another opportunity to get another win, and obviously more money in your pocket?
Yeah, I think, you know, Gateway is a very racy racetrack now, especially when they put the VHT down, which I'm assuming they're going to do again in the second lane in both corners. And I thought last year with HRE, we really had a shot at the win, and GMS got the win. So, you know, obviously it's a place I like, and then GMS has proven that they're strong there. So, I mean, we're looking forward to it. We're going to go try to win $150,000.
Any additional questions for our race winner? We'll go right back here to the middle.
Hey, Brett. Nick Tyrer, KCCI. So are you going to race at Knoxville now? Does this count?
I think this – I forgot about – hell yeah. I just got a sprint car ride now. Oh, man. Those guys are going to be bummed. They didn't think it was going to happen. Yeah, that's – thank you. That blew my mind. So, yeah.
Can you tell us who gave you the ride?
Well, it was with – so KCP has a lot of Ian Madsen's team. They have a lot of the same partners that we have had on board our truck throughout the years, especially the Rasmussen group and everything they've done for my career. Honestly, in 2010, I would say, my racing career was over, and – they stepped up being an Iowa company and backed me all the way through my East years until I got my deal with Waltrip. So, and then they again helped us out last year and this year, you know, financially. So without them, I wouldn't be here. And they are a big supporter in that team. So I went to the owner of that team and made a little bet. He was a little intoxicated, but hopefully it stands up.
Any additional questions for our race winner? Brett, congratulations on the win. We'll see you in Gateway.
Thank you.